Mighty John Marshall. Good morning. Pleasure it is. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine, Bob. Hope you are, too.
Yes, indeed. And we are in the month of Thanksgiving. It's the month of giving thanks. And so we have 10 records to be very thankful for if you have them in your collection. Where are we going to begin, Mighty John?
Well, number 10, we give it to the great Roy Orbison, his album Lonely in Blue, featuring his big hit Only the Lonely, a mono copy up to $150, but a stereo copy currently up to $500. Hmm. In 1959, Neil Sedaka had his first hit called Oh Carol, about his girlfriend of the time, Carol King. She followed it up with an answer song, Oh Neil, his version, $10, her version, $500.
Wow.
The Doors, Waiting for the Sun, great album featuring their hit, Hello, I Love You. Stereo copy, $25, but a mono copy, up to $750.
Mm.
Look for the Animals in the House of the Rising Sun. Black vinyl with picture sleeve, $75. Purple vinyl, the money jumps to $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
The great Hank Williams, Honky Tonkin'. That's a 78, worth up to $1,000. Look for Bob Dylan, the album Blonde on Blonde. The difference in the value depends on the inside of the cover. If you see a picture of Bob Dylan, up to $50. But if instead of Dylan's face, you see that of a female, then the value jumps up to $600 in stereo and $1,200 in mono.
Oh, my God.
Frank Sinatra, his first record, From the Bottom of My Heart, current value, up to $1,500. 1964, VJ Records had the rights to the Beatles and the rights to the Four Seasons. So they put an album together called The Beatles versus the Four Seasons. And you were to vote for your favorite. Mono copy up to $2,000. Stereo copy up to $3,000. 1973, Elvis, big TV special, Aloha from Hawaii, beamed all over the world, over a billion people saw it. Do you have the album? Look at the cover. It was sponsored by Chicken of the Sea Tuna. And on the cover, if you see a Chicken of the Sea sticker, up to $4,000. If you remove that shrink wrap and threw away that sticker, no more than $50. Yeah, the Rolling Stones, going to put them in there. We're grateful and thankful if we find Street Fighting Man picture sleeve up to $18,000.
Oh, my God. Without the picture sleeve, what, $2?
$10.
I love it. What is this, the Beatles versus the Four Seasons? What was that? Did they have some Beatles music, some Four Seasons music? How'd that work?
Yes, they had two albums, one by the Beatles, and then the other side of the album, not on the same record, but on the other side of the cover, they put a Four Seasons album. And just called it the Beatles versus the Four Seasons.
Wow.
And guess who won?
I'm going to go with the Beatles.
Good guess.
It was a slaughter. So this Carol King and Neil Sedaka, they were canoodling at one point, right?
At one point they were canoodling when he was Oh Carol. And then she said, I can record a record called Oh Neil. And that's up to $500.
Why did Oh Carol not work out that well?
Well, I mean, it was a big hit, sold very well, over a million copies, not tough to find. O'Neill never made the charts, I don't think.
I'll be damned. So once again, picture sleeves rule the world. And unfortunately, when we bought all these records, we tossed them not thinking they were worth anything. Right, John?
Well, that's right. And if you had kept them, then they wouldn't be worth anything. But the fact that there are few remain makes them worth a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Mighty John Marshall, moneymusic.com. Should mention that you've got a whole bunch of YouTube videos up there, too, that you can share with people, correct?
Yeah, just go to the website. You'll see the links for the videos. Or just go to YouTube and type in Mighty John's Money Music.
There you go. Mighty John Marshall, a pleasure as always. Thank you very much. And we will chat in December, okay?
Looking for those Christmas tunes. Thanks much, Bob.
You got it.